Right now we've got Coach Tim Smith, head coach of the Sweet Springs Greyhounds, on the line. And Tim, used to talking to you on Monday mornings. Now I get a chance to talk to you real late on Friday night. So, hey, always enjoy the visit. How you doing tonight?
Not bad, Joe. A lot better to talk on Friday night. That means I can sleep in the next day.
Yeah, so, that works better, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Hey. No, doing well. We had a good week.
Hey, I-70 game tonight. You play Lone Jack, you come away with a W. Talk about the game a little bit.
Went to a tough place to play, Lone Jack. They're very young, very athletic, and we came out, and I thought we played really well. They shot the ball pretty decent, and it was back and forth throughout, and we ended up extending it out. Probably had the lead most of the second and third quarters. And they came back in the fourth quarter, took a lead with about a minute and a half to go, and kind of went back and forth and got a couple stops. They missed some free throws, and they were up two with about 30 seconds to go. We were able to come down, get in our transition break, and found one of our shooters along the baseline on the left-hand side. Jacob Hall, one of our two seniors on the team this year, he buried the three to give us the 56-55 win, so it was an exciting time.
Coach Smith, this is Coach Zoll. How are you doing?
How are you, Coach Zoll?
Oh, I'm wonderful now. I'm talking to you. Hey, you guys had a busy week this week, four games, I believe. Talk about some of your other games earlier in the week.
Well, since Coach Zoll left Santa Fe, I was able to get a win over him finally on Monday. So Coach Smith is doing a good job over there. He's got a young group, and it's a good game. The score is a little misleading as far as how close the game was, how competitive it was. We were able to extend it out there late, but that was a good win for us on a day we didn't have school and getting a conference win. So we played pretty well there, and then we came back and had our senior night against a very good Crest Ridge team, and that was about a 3-7, 8-point game most of the game, and they jumped it up with us fouling there late and ended up extending it out, and I think they beat us 60-50 with a 10-point win. But that game gave us a lot of confidence, knowing that we could compete with a lot of good teams, and we carried that over the next night, three games in a row, beat Lamont 51-29, and worried a little bit about the legs tonight, but the kids came out. We play a lot of kids, and was able to get a nice win. So we're pretty excited about the week we had.
Well, you had a good week, and Tim, you got a good ball club this year. Hey, you got district coming up next week. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little odd. We always get stuck. I guess where our location is, but we're always stuck in an odd district. We always seem to be the furthest west team, or furthest north team, or furthest east team, and you know, we've gone to Salisbury in the past. We've gone to Harrisburg in the past. We went to Stover in the past. And now they're sending us over to Archie. So hour and a half trip on the bus on a school night to play the host school on Tuesday at 5:45 in the 4-5 matchup. So went and watched them play last week. They're a very solid team. But I think we can do some things to give ourselves a chance. And Crest Ridge being the one seed in that district, we'd like another shot at them in that semifinal, see how it goes. So we seem to be playing well at the right time, so hopefully that carries over into next week.
Coach, I think the depth of the I-70 this year, especially the top six teams, I think that may bode well for some of those I-70 teams in district. Do you feel that your schedule's kind of gotten you guys ready?
Absolutely, that's a great point, Travis. We, anytime you got St. Paul, and then Crest Ridge had a wonderful season two, Concordia, and Wellington, Oric was really good this year. And so those types of teams make you better. And Monty Pitch, you know, Class 3 Final Four team last year, he was the first one to tell everybody that his conference schedule made him, you know, that much better and was a big trigger for them making the Class 3 Final Four. The I-70 is always tough, and we scheduled up in our non-conference too with some bigger schools, with California and Carrollton, and went down and played Springfield, Greenwood, and so there's nothing that a team's going to really throw at us that we haven't seen at this point. So we'll see how we go down and play, you know, on the road. I don't like playing the host school, but you know, it is what it is. So hopefully we can go down there and play well.
Hey Tim, I know a couple weeks ago we had Cole Murphy your junior, one of your junior guards on our high school highlights program. You had him on as a guest. And I used Cole in my sports clip the other day, and I'll tell you why I did that. I asked Cole to talk about his game. All he wanted to do was talk about his teammates. He wouldn't say anything about himself, wanted to talk about his teammates. And I used him as an example and said, here's what high school athletics should be all about, making your teammates better, because that sounds like exactly what he does. At least that's what he said in the interview.
Well, that's Cole, what you saw there and what you heard. That's what you're going to get. He's either going to be, you know, a good politician or a good general manager of some sports teams, because he's all about, you know, he knows everything about everything on sports, and he knows how to talk to people. He's honest, he's genuine, and he's just he's a smart kid, 4.0, and he just understands. He gets everything in life, and so that's why I had you talk to him, because he represents our school really well. So I'll have to let him know that you did that. That'll make his day.
I appreciate him. Hey, you can't get rid of me. I'm going to bug you again on Monday morning. So have a good weekend.
We enjoy talking to you.
We'll do it again, Tim. Hey, congratulations on the win tonight. Best of luck in that district next week.
All right. Tell Travis hi, and you guys have a good weekend.
All right. We'll see you, Tim.
All right. Bye-bye.